Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me.
I think that would be really weird.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
5 seconds left in this one as Clifton skates it ahead and the horn will sound. The Boston Bruins get a pair of goals from Charlie McAvoy and Charlie Coyle. They score 4 times in the third period and dispose of the Canadiens 5-2 here at TD Garden.
Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Switch gears a little bit. Talk to Bruins defenseman Derek Forbert, who joins us now. Derek, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Forbert?
Enjoying the bye week?
Yeah. I just got done with practice. Just got out of the sauna with the fellas. And now I'm just kind of hiding in the gym and doing a little interview with you guys.
How many of those hockey players can you fit in the sauna at one time?
Well, we like to squeeze it as tight as possible, so we probably get about 6 or 7 of us out there.
Oh,
there's nothing better than a little sauna hot stove with the fellas after practice.
Now, when
a lot of gossip, huh?
Yeah, just tell the stories.
When you say you're hiding in the gym, do you do that? Like, are there guys on the team who like go to the gym under the guise of working out, but really you're just getting in some gym time? Because Zoe used to do that. He used to eat his lunch in the weight room.
Well, I meant like, because I'm still at the practice rink, so I was trying to find somewhere I could do this interview. So I decided to do it in the gym, which is essentially like the loudest place. We got Charlie Coyle's doing some squats right now. I think he's got some Pink Floyd going, so I don't know if you guys can hear that in the background, but
that doesn't seem like good music.
No, we don't hear the music.
That doesn't seem like good music to work out to.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very emotional guy, so he likes that kind of
music. Do you guys fight? No, like, do you guys fight over the music? We used to get in fights, yeah. Like when we played, like either wanted, you know, fast moving stuff, or you wanted like, oh, we got to get the hard rock when we're doing the squats.
Well, I mean. Yeah, everyone's like, you know, the Euros kind of like the house music.
Yeah, house music. Yeah.
Before the Jersey, I think like, boom, Trent Frederick boom, boom, was doing the music, but he's been out. So before the Jersey game, I put on some Greta Van Fleet. I don't know if you guys know
who
they are.
Yeah.
And the boys were just feeding me about it. The guys did not like it.
Why don't you just listen to Led Zeppelin instead of Greta Van Fleet?
They sound like Zeppelin. But
no, yeah, I mean, I love the oldies, but I think like, some of these new young guys, like they just don't appreciate that great music.
Okay. All right.
Have they told you to stop swearing with us? You're 3 minutes in and you haven't sworn yet.
I think I got a text from my grandma and grandpa saying stop swearing. But
Are they on the same family plan?
With Mary, yeah.
Is it the extended family plan that includes the grandparents?
I can't believe you guys aren't more understanding of the loyalty that I'm, you know, demonstrating by staying on the family plan.
No, we totally do. I do the same thing. It's total respect
like,
for it.
Like, you guys are trying to turn this like on me as being like, I'm mature enough to get my own phone bill, when really you guys are just bad family members and ditched your family.
I think it's really more about you being cheap than it was about being.
I'm also, I actually got a call from my mom like last week, and apparently whenever I drive home from Warrior, I go through a toll, and so the bill just goes there. So she's got like all these bills for like $2.50. I'm like, what is going on?
See, what you got to do is you got to get your own transponder, and it's this thing you stick next to your rearview mirror, and it could come out of your own billing cycle.
I'd rather just take the side roads home than figure out how to get a car.
That's what I do.
Wait a second.
Well, that reinforces the whole cheap thing.
Is the car registered in your parents' name?
Yeah.
No, but so, like, I move around a lot. Like, I've played on a bunch of teams, so I don't really have, like, a permanent address.
Okay.
Like, I just like, rent when I go home to Minnesota in the summer, so I usually just get everything sent there. And dealing with mail is, like, my least favorite thing ever, so I just, like...
I agree.
Just let the parents deal with that.
Okay.
So they have to sit there and open your mail.
Yeah. A bunch of bills for $2.50 who I take some highway home.
Oh, man. Wow. Okay.
29 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting way too personal on this.
We are. It does feel
I mean, you don't play another game for another 6 days.
I know. It sucks.
Do they make sure, like, I don't know this based on what the NHL is, but with COVID protocols and that, do you have to stick around? Or are you guys allowed to pop and leave town for a day or so?
Yeah, you can leave town. I mean, we're still practicing, but like, if you wanted to like get out of town for the day, yeah, for sure. Okay. There's no rules against that.
Good.
Yeah. I was just saying, like, can you shoot down to like Foxwoods or? You be nice.
Yeah.
We got some good casinos.
I think we might have a day off coming up. Like, where's a good spot to go?
You ever been up north?
What do you want to do?
Yeah. What do you like to do?
What do you like to do?
I wouldn't say go to Maine.
No.
Why don't you go to New York?
I'd go to New York. Do you want to gamble? You can go gamble over at Encore, Boston Harbor. I mean, you don't have to go all the way to.
That's true.
What do you want to do?
I mean, that's not exactly what I had in mind, but maybe.
Well, what do you have in mind?
You want to spend some time indoors, outdoors? Like, what do you want to do?
You want to go ziplining? Like, what do you want to do?
I don't know. Maybe just there's like a little getaway. Like, we're like,
like the beaches.
You know,
Newport. You want to go to Newport?
Yeah, Newport. Go to Newport. There you go. Go to Newport.
It's a pretty cool area.
Yeah. Great area.
Yeah. There you go.
And it's quick. You could be there in an hour and it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I just got to get out of the north end for a day. Maybe.
Yeah. And just try to avoid the tolls on your way down and it'll be great. It'll be a great time.
I can't believe, there's no tolls back in Minnesota.
I agree. It's ridiculous what goes on here.
Yeah.
Zoe and I were in Minnesota a couple of years ago for the Super Bowl, we couldn't believe those red lights that they have on the on-ramps on the highway.
Oh, my God.
Those things are wild.
Yeah. Like, locked up.
I wonder if when, Big Poppy went from Minnesota to Boston, he experienced the same thing.
Probably.
He'd probably be more angry. He's got quick temper.
Yeah. You guys just steal all of our best athletes, by the way.
Yeah, Garnett, Ortiz.
Oh, that's right, true. Garnett.
KG, Big Poppy.
You?
Two Minnesota legends. No. Yeah.
Derek Forbert, all in the same class.
Yeah.
There's something to that.
Have you taken the T around here? Have you lived in I'm trying to think, they have the Skyway in Minneapolis, but do people use that? Are you using public transportation for the first time now?
No. I don't know. I mean, Uber. But no, I'm not taking the T. I don't think that would end well.
Have you?
I think I'd end up. That's all. I'd end up in Maine accidentally.
So have you lived in a town where you've had that before and been able to take a train?
No. I was in there's no real public transportation in LA.
No.
And then I went to Calgary for a little bit, and there was nothing there. Winnipeg didn't have a subway system.
I think you and Zoe should take your first train ride together then, because Zoe's been here for 20 plus years. He's never taken the train.
Nearly 30 years now.
It's disgusting.
30 years.
The train's disgusting here.
You wouldn't know. You've never been on it.
I've seen it. I see it go by. I don't want to go on it.
Are you a
No, thanks. I don't.
You don't want to?
I just don't know how to, I don't know. I can just take my toll roads.
Right.
Why do I need to get on the T?
Drive yourself. Nothing worse than sitting there next to people. That's awful.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a serious player question for you. To get in which goalie do you want to play in that, but if you talked with Tuukka, I know Tuukka's been in and out of the facility working out rehabbing, but have you been able to chat up with Tuukka? And how's he doing?
He looks good. He's doing really good.
Is he? Okay.
You just kind of see him in the gym and stuff. I haven't seen him skate or anything, but he's looking good, looking healthy. He's an awesome guy from the short times that I've got to meet him. But I don't know what else you want me to say.
No, I'm just because there's talk of he's around and just with the goalie stuff that's going on.
Yeah, I'm not getting into it.
You know what I'm saying?
I just like foam roll and stretch with him in the morning for a little bit. And that's it.
But,
yeah, I'm not picking his brain on what he's thinking or anything.
You guys use those Theraguns, those.
Oh my God!
Boom, 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 boom. Instead of the foam rollers, or maybe in addition to them, the percussive therapy device.
Yeah, those punch guns.
We have 10 of them in the gym. I'm kind of old school. I just getting a softball in my glutes, or sticking with the normal foam roller. But yeah, a lot of guys use those Theraguns. So they're pretty cool.
You do the softball, like rolling, or you have people throw it at you?
I use just kind of like a muscle release kind of tool.
Sure. Take that thing in the sauna and double down in the sauna with a softball in the sauna. Oh, now you're.
No, that's an idea.
Yeah.
I mean, might be a little slippery. And I don't know. We might have to throw the softball away after using it where we do use it. But
good God, don't let anybody take a Theragun in there.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Not a good idea.
I know. This is getting weird, guys.
All right. Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Win over the Canadians on Sunday night. Did you feel any extra juice for that game?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge rivalry. I played the Canadians like 12 times last year, so I kind of...
Not as a Bruin, you didn't.
Different now, buddy.
It was definitely a lot different seeing it like from like kind of like the Bruins perspective, how big that rivalry is. So it was awesome.
All right. Well, enjoy the week off. Good luck with finding a day trip for yourself. Ask Swayman. Ask Swayman where he would go, what he would do.
He's a goalie. He'd be going somewhere weird.
Yeah, no kidding. That's why it'd be an interesting answer.
He's going to the ICA, some museum somewhere, contemporary arts.
He'd give you like a great hiking trail to go hit. Something like that.
What's like the Salem thing? Like, is that pretty cool?
Overrated. It's like going overrated. You've seen Plymouth Rock yet?
Have I what?
Have you gone to Plymouth to see Plymouth Rock?
No, but my aunt and uncle are in town, and they just went and did that the other day. They're here for 8 days, by the way, which...
Wow. That's a long time.
Hardy.
They're cool, though. They're pretty cool, though, so it's been fine.
There's, like, this castle thing you could do, like, on the North Shore.
Don't do that either.
Don't listen on that one.
Salem, you can do that another time.
Just text me all these. Just text Mary all these, and she'll tell me.
Okay, we will. All right. We'll let you know.
Thanks, Derek.
Derek, thanks.
See you, Derek.
See you.
See you guys.
Getting hit with texts and stuff on Twitter. You guys ever talk hockey? This guy, we're going to come down and punch you in the face.
Oh, God, no. We wouldn't
People
do that.
Love these.
We learned our lesson with Wags not to talk hockey. He pretty much told us, don't do that. I think he's scared us straight from trying to talk any hockey with a hockey player. Don't do that.
Well, they're more of the like regular guys.
Well, yeah. Well, they don't want to talk about hockey. They don't want to talk about hockey with anybody.
They don't want a Patriots player. They can't do this.
Much less with us. They don't want to talk about it. Yeah. So, all right. Talk about toll roads. All right.
You know what? Derek Forbert, by the way.
Yeah. I used to keep my car registered out of state because of the damn excise tax. What the hell do you have an excise tax for? We already paid tax on it.
Oh, my God.
So I kept my car registered in Pennsylvania for like 8 years.
That town excise tax is a surprise every year. Like,
what's this?
Well, it's really a state tax, but it's paid through the town.
I know.
Another tax.
That Salem trip. That is why I invented the question that I ask my wife whenever she wants to go somewhere. My question is, what happens when we get there? Oh, let's go to Salem for the day. Game plan it for me.
Okay, game plan.
What happens when we get there? We park, and then what?
Oh.
Start walking around? Because now I'm out. No.
Get so angry on that.
Because what happens when we get there?
Let's go to Newport for the day.
That's been my question every time she says, let's go to Newport. Yeah. What happens when we get there?
I don't know.
You know what you do?
Well, I want to know.
You go rent mopeds, and that's how you go see Newport.
Well,
that's awesome.
We're not doing that, especially with kids. I'm talking about like actual real life applications. And if Derek were to ask us what happens when you get there, I would say, I don't know. So don't go.
Okay.
617-779-0985
Cliff walk. Cliff walk.
Bruins don't play again until Saturday. Like a week off. Let's get more on that Tuukka thought, by the way. Tuukka's there. He's working out. He's stretching in the morning, did he say?
He stretches with him. Looks good.
Swayman back-to-backs over the weekend. I heard, I think it was Rich this morning, or Fred point out, that's the first time under Cassidy that he's started the same goalie in back-to-backs. He's never done that before. He did it with Swayman.
Let's pick this up on the other side then, right after the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.